Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, listen, I don't encourage the tire slashing. However, in this time of a lot of snow and winter and things like that, if somebody digs out a parking spot for themselves in front of their house, you have no right to park in that spot. How dare you? In the South End, I don't know why the South End doesn't do the space savers. First of all, they're banning space savers, which that's a stupid thing.
Well, isn't the South End like bougie?
Doesn't matter.
They don't want, it's probably, they think it's an eyesore.
All right, well, put out a nice chair. You know what I'm saying? Put out a nice little end table.
Put out
an end table with flowers on it. Either way, so there was a lady who parked, she parked in a spot that obviously somebody else shoveled out. She's a single mother. And when she came back to her car, two of her tires were slashed. Now, I don't condone the slashing of the tires. That being said, you shouldn't have parked in that spot. Did you dig it out? No. Somebody spent their entire day digging out that spot, and then you go and park. And I understand you're a single mother, but that does not mean that you can park wherever the hell you want. It does not mean you can park wherever the hell you want.
I don't know why people would park in a spot that wasn't theirs. Like, you may not agree with the space saver thing, but you have to know, if you park somewhere where there's a space saver and you didn't shovel out that spot, your car is getting vandalized.
Or even that one didn't have a space saver, but it doesn't matter. It's a spot that's shoveled out that you didn't shovel out.
Right.
If you weren't the person that shoveled it out, then don't park in there. There's times I've parked in spots where there's like a space saver and stuff, but I never fully park in it. Like, I don't do the thing where I remove it. It's like something where I'm going to run real quick into my friend's house.
Oh,
so I'll literally half diagonally park the car in the spot and my ass is hanging out, and I'll kind of make sure that I look around and that there's somebody there, and I give them I'm just going to run in real quick. Cause I know, man, I respect that.
You're just asking for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the law and there are rules.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know. You agreeing with us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm saying, I mean, we know what the law is. You're not supposed to leave them there. But I'm not new.
Nobody would ever shovel out a spot if it wasn't for themselves. Like, you don't see people going like, maybe there's somebody out there who has a nice snowblower and they're that nice neighborhood person. But that is such a small percentage of human beings.
No, so few and far between.
Most
not
people
happen.
Literally shovel out a spot that is exactly the size of their vehicle where they can somehow parallel park it in there, and that's it. And they put a little chair or something like that, and then somebody has to go and disrespect it. And listen, I know you're a single mother. Times are tough. But again, you keep driving around, or you double park it in the middle of the street, or you shovel out your own damn spot, because otherwise, stuff happens.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.